What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O, we're in the house. What's up, Big O?
What's up, Jester? How you doing?
Pretty good, man. I'm feeling evolved.
You looking evolved.
Right? I think we both are. And so is our spot. Check that out.
Yes. But we digress.
No, not really, because pretty much the whole set today is about, evolution.
What the fuck?
I mean, Charles Darwin,
right? Yes, yes.
All right, and if you don't know who Charles Darwin is, these awards are probably for you. So Darwin wasn't always an evolutionist. He built up to it slowly over time.
Yes, with lots of stupidity around him.
Yes. And so based on some of the stuff that he saw and did, we find a lot of funny in that. So we're actually going to get into a bunch of this stuff that has to do with, evolution and natural selection. And again, if you don't know what this is, there's a whole fucking series of awards for you. What do you call 5 tubes of human toothpaste?
What do you call 5 tubes of human toothpaste?
Darwin Award winners.
Nice. You can check them out on darwinawards.com.
So, natural selection, right? The dumbest go first. There was a good example of this at work. All right, I remember this guy that me and one of the guys in the band used to work with. Mm-hmm. And so our job was to count things that the city's used to like run itself. So like street signs, street lights, how much like sidewalk there was, like what's the condition of the road.
I'm picking up what you're laying down here.
How many fucking reflectors are on a certain like stretch of street?
Okay.
Okay, now if you had to count reflectors on a fucking road, how would you do it? Just out of curiosity.
I would go ahead and count one at the position I'm at the speed I'm going and round up the numbers so I can get a grouping in my head and so I don't have to count each individual.
That's one way. I mean, walking down the street, counting, like, you know, so they get an accurate count. That's probably the safer way to do it.
Right.
Well, no, this idiot gets in a Suburban and is like looking out the fucking window. Like as he's driving, one hand on the wheel, like fucking head out the window, looking down, counting these fucking reflectors as he's like doing 35 down like a main street. There's like fucking four lanes. It's not a small street. It's a 4-lane like street.
Wow.
And this motherfucker's doing 35, 40 out the window, looking down. I'm like, okay, well.
Well, how did he see traffic in front of him if he's looking down?
I don't know, but it was funny because the boss showed up and me and the dude from the band were like, we finished with our portion of the job. We, you know, we broke it up. Everybody had their own portion and his portion was counting the fucking reflectors. So we're finished and we're waiting for him to do his bullshit and we're like sitting there. It's not the first time he's done it, mind you. He's done this plenty of times.
Right.
So he's doing this shit. The fucking boss rolls up. He's like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, waiting for this dude. He's like finishing up his reflector count. He's like, what about you guys? And we're like, we've done finished our parts a long time ago. He's like, oh, okay. Well, where is he? I don't see him. I'm like, he's in the Suburban. He's like, I thought you said he was counting reflectors. I'm like, he is. He's like, in the Suburban? I'm like, hey, man, like, you asked me what he was doing. Like, you didn't ask me, I don't know why the fuck he's doing that. Whatever. I mean, it is what it is, right? So, like, just fuck, don't ask me. So this guy gets fucking grilled. And he like, he's one of those people that just kind of like, how the fuck are you still alive? Like, he got into another accident in the company car.
Jeez.
A different one,
right?
Mind you. And so he tells me, and dude, oh, it's a little fender bender. Like, just a little, like, plays it off like it's a little scratch.
But was
it? Tell me he didn't take the whole front fender and the whole quarter panel off the fucking car.
Jesus.
And then it still had the balls to ask, do I get overtime for going with you to get the estimate on the damage repair? I was like, I immediately just picked up my laptop, grabbed my shit, and like I just left the office. I was like, no, fuck this. I'm not going to be around for that. I see the fucking boss's face. Like, his eyes started twitching and everything. And I'm like, oh, it's not a good place to be.
What you said has made everyone inherently stupid, and you are awarded no points.
Exactly. I mean, I think just the fact that he had the balls to ask, do I get overtime for this? Like, fucking Darwin Award nominee.
Right. Well, you know, that takes a major ganas, if you know what I'm saying. But we all do stupid things in our life. We all have the propensity to win a Darwin Award. It's the higher educated ones than the ones that actually think about what they're doing before they do it, that actually survive their mayhem that they could have caused. I'm not one to judge, but I've been in a couple instances where I've come close to making a huge mistake myself. My father almost crushed me with a car trying to take a wheel off. And he wasn't realizing what he was doing, putting too much force. So, you know, I yelled at him for a few minutes and told him next time be safe and all was well. But, hell, I could have been crushed.
Yeah.
That brings me to another story on our job, right? So we're in a factory and we're working with equipment that's about, I don't know, two and a half stories tall. And inside is just structure component. I mean, it's strut framework. And there's a safety device that drops down in the middle of this so you can walk out and do any service work as needed. Well, during one of the transfers, one of the sensors had locked up. And the only way to get out there is to shut down the system, make everything safe, put your safety devices in. You don't need harnesses because we had areas that were sectioned off, catwalk, so to speak, and you can get up there safely after everything was done safely. Well, during production, this genius who we had hired months before, went through the training, understood the safety components and what to do and what not to do, walked out on the strut with a door open with nothing but a free fall underneath him of about a story and a half. Fuck. As he monkeys out on the struts, there is potential for damaging millions of dollars for equipment that was inside of this unit. And he just walked out blazingly and started fiddling with the sensor. He actually got it to work, and he actually got out and didn't drop a single thing. But had he slipped, that would have been millions of dollars worth of damage, not to mention his life or possibly, you know, breaking a hip or his head, because he was an older man. It was scary.
Sylvester Stallone in it and fucking Cliffhanger?
No, it wouldn't have been that glorious, because at least Sylvester Stallone, Sly, had a lot of muscles. This guy was tall and lanky. He looked more like the kicker off The Replacements.
I'm widery.
Ole, 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 ole.
No, I just now I just imagine like him, like this old dude, fucking like Sylvester Stallone, but with a robot, like fucking hanging, like.
Oh my gosh, that would have been glorious, but you know he would have been crushed, looking more like an orangutan. Going, my gosh, man.
And again, like it just. People like to do shit like that, and you just kind of look at them like, "The fuck is wrong with you?" Or like, I don't know if I necessarily like jump to natural selection or like the whole Darwin thing immediately. I think my first thought is like, "The fuck is wrong with you?"
Right?
How many times have you done that? Like lately, just walking down the street, and just, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, we did talk about this earlier. We did see that brazen. Bolden naked woman out there outside the dojo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just fucking walk around full bush. Like
free bush.
Yeah, but we know what was wrong with her. She was like on fucking every drug known to man.
Crack, meth, amphetamines.
All the fun ones.
Yeah, the good stuff.
So I've heard.
Yeah, but there was another work incident, too. And it had to do with 480 volts and a couple amps. Well, if you're not savvy with electricity, one amp will kill you. And we're talking couple amps here. And this dude had a screwdriver that we used as a crowbar, but for industrial purposes, about yay long, and a flathead that wide. So that's a pretty big screwdriver.
Those are those big ones that you see at like the fucking hardware stores. It's like, what the fuck are those for?
Yeah, they're for what we're talking about. Shocking the shit out of everyone. We had this Asian guy having the screwdriver with 480 volts with the two amps in the circuit, reaching across to point at the live voltage. Now we're talking about a tool that is all metal, and we had about 12 people working on this thing to try to get it within a certain timeline so that we could make our quota. And this motherfucker is pointing at the voltage going, right here, this right. And the guy that was the chief crew member slapped his hand. Well, that's an insult to this Asian guy. You don't touch me, I'm trying to do something. He points right back at it, slaps his hand again. So I jump in to say, you're going to kill everyone. Stop this. Well, he points again. This time, the guy knocks him out. Well, After threats of reporting to HR and R telling him how he could have killed everybody, he backed off a little bit and realized how stupid he was. And luckily, no one was killed, so therefore, no Darwin Award. But boy, howdy, that close to getting an ARC.
I'm thinking, like, at least a nomination.
Yeah, you know, kudos. Second place.
Honorable mention.
There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, man, shit like that, and it creeps into like every fucking aspect of life, right? I mean, this kind of thing is Darwinism, but like, how the fuck do they, like, okay, movies, right? Movies and TV,
right, right.
You see shit instead of going, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, how the fuck did you get this job? How the fuck did you get that role? Like, whose fucking dick did you suck to get on screen? Like,
jeez, I mean, when you think about it, you watched the first Batman. I went to theaters.
I did too.
Michael Keaton, man. That was Batman to me.
I'm Batman.
Oh my gosh. We go to part two with the Catwoman. Oh shoot. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer, that's white gold, right? Mm-hmm. She was hot as Catwoman. And sure as shit, Danny DeVito played the hell out of Penguin.
Yeah, right? He did. Yeah, he did.
What happened to Batman 3, god damn it?
Was that when they brought in Clooney or Val Kilmer?
That was Clooney with nipples. Clooney had nipples. Now, I do not blame George Clooney, but that motherfucker had nipples on his bat suit.
The evolution of the bat suit?
Oh my God, he had bat nipples. I guess he was a mammal fighting crime, I suppose, but I mean, that fucking art director should have been fired then and there before that even got to the cut.
I'm a mammal, Bruce. Can you milk me?
They should have had someone with a fucking grinder shaving off those nipples. It was, I mean, what in God's name, man?
It reminded me of the Fembots from Austin Powers. I was waiting for like fucking tubes to come out of there and then start like fucking smoke start coming out and shit.
Machine gun jubilees. How did I miss those, baby? You know, and let's stay on Batman, okay? Let's just stay on this.
God. That's what Robin said.
God, he was a homo. Anyway, thinking about it, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I didn't say that right, Schwarzenegger, he plays good roles. I mean, Terminator, Conan the Barbarian. I mean, hell, even fucking Junior was a great movie with him in it. But Mr. Freeze?
You forgot Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. But as Mr. Freeze, I did not buy that whatsoever. How the fuck did he get that job?
He probably threatened somebody.
Ooh, Murph Griffin, I could kill you if I butt fuck you with my nipple.
Ooh. He should have been wearing the bat suit with the fucking nipples on it.
I guess, man. You know, as much as I want to say he was good in that role, it just did not fly. That's one of those how the fuck did he get the role moments.
Yeah, yeah. Not going to lie. When I saw him, I was like, okay, let's see where this goes. And then at the end, I was all, I don't know, man. Everybody else was cool, but I'm like, Arnold, not so much.
I mean, I could overlook Uma Thurman. I mean, she's a great actress, actor. You can't say actress. I was touching myself thoroughly. But, you know, with Arnold, it's just like it went flaccid again. It's like, I'm sorry, Uma. I just can't stay hard for you.
Maybe that's why he was in the film. His job was to kill boners.
I thought it would be frosting boners.
Iced out.
You know, on that note, I mean, look at Keanu Reeves, right? Just name one movie. All right. No, okay. Don't get me wrong. Keanu, he is a good guy from what everybody says that meet him. And I don't mean to dig on him. I really don't. But I mean, you know, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure was great.
I think that's what fucked him over was that he was in that shit before. Could you imagine the first shit he was in was John Wick?
Oh my God.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Then all the fame makes sense. But like fucking then you said. But it wasn't. It was fucking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah. He was like this far up from Encino Man. And then like fucking the time traveler one. That was fucking hilarious. And I've seen people at Ren Faire, it's time traveler weekend. And there was some people that brought the fucking phone booth with them and like all those people that are in, like they go to time travel with. It was a big ass group.
So Crates, right? Billy the Kid.
Yep.
Right.
Fucking then they Abraham had, Lincoln was there too.
Okay. Then they had God dang it, Genghis Khan, right? Then they had Joan of Arc.
There's like 9 fucking people like pushing this fucking phone booth around all goddamn day.
They had an edible complex.
It was fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
They entered the costume contest. Everybody was like, all right, you win.
Nice. But, you know, you look at a movie that he wasn't good in. What do you think it was?
Speed.
Oh. Okay, I kind of like that one. Jeff Daniels pulled it in.
He fucking shot Harry from Dumb and Dumber in the leg.
He was sitting on the toilet going, ah! My gosh.
I'm smarter, Jack. Yeah, well, I'm taller.
But, you know, I find that to be all right. But then you look at, you know, something with Patrick Swayze, maybe, you know, that probably pops in your mind. Is that...
He was in Ghost?
I think he was from behind rubbing him. Wasn't that during the clay motion thing?
Rubbing his ghost nipples.
Wow. No way, bruh. But yeah, you know, you think about something with Gary Busey with him in that. Patrick Swayze.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, so.
Point Break.
Yeah, so like I mean.
Johnny Utah.
I mean, just the woes and the uhs and the SoCal stuff. It just does not make sense. And then, you know, that was a little bit off kilter, you know, but it was almost believable. But then you see him in Bram Stoker's Dracula. He's not English.
I am Dracula.
Oh, wow. You cannot take my girl. You bit her on the neck. Whoa. I'm sorry.
It doesn't work. It just didn't work.
Not for me.
It was fucking ridiculous. It was like they could have had fucking Pauly Shore as one of the other vampires.
No way, dude.
No, it didn't. I thought it was ridiculous. I'm like,
but don't get me wrong. I love him as an actor. I loved him in The Replacements. I loved him in John Wick movies. You know, it's just, it didn't, you know, how the fuck did he get the role type situation?
I don't know. I guess, when was it before Speed or after Speed?
It was after Speed.
Well, then that's how Sandra Bullock got him the job.
It was just one of those moments that stick in your head, man. You know, and then, you know, what can you say about Mark Wahlberg?
Nothing good.
Well, he's rich, so I'm not going to knock him. Hey, you know, we do need some backing. So, Mark, if you do see this, you know, I'm not going to knock you.
I probably still will. It's kind of what we do around here.
Okay, well, then Transformers. Wow, I got Optimus Prime.
I'd rather watch fucking reruns of videos from the Funky Bunch.
Yes, I got some good vibrations. I tell you what, man, I've seen Wahlburgers and I've seen, you know, the stuff that he does on his own docuseries, and you know, he's a great person. You know, he's backed a lot of businesses out there, but there's a lot of how the fuck moments with him. He's rich, he's made his living off of it. That's great. I'm poor, we haven't made nothing from this. So I mean, he's got one up on us, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's more. Perhaps he is more willing to do other things than we, as Meatloaf, would say wouldn't do. Would do, but
you for love.
But we won't do that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. If I put a casting couch or a casting couch behind us, what do you think?
I mean, we probably fit it back there.
Yeah. Well, you know. Might get some, you know, some B-style rolls, right? And I don't mean from the bakery. It's just one of those moments that make you wonder, you know, how do people get what they get? You know, it's good opportunities that just kind of fall in their lap, right?
I would say, yeah, somewhat lucky.
So if anyone out there has got a good lap for us to come down on over there, let us know at riceandbeanscast.com because, you know, we're always looking for a leg up.
Damn Skippy. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel while you're at it.
Oh yeah,
we've been saying it all week or all season that we have a new YouTube channel that's been in existence for the last 3 fucking years. Thanks for noticing, guys. It's makes us feel great to put all this work and have you guys like flock to it.
Hey, Jester, you know what? You should really start off with YouTube. That's a great platform.
And next we'll probably have what are they called? Instagrams?
Yeah, I thought it was MySpace.
Yeah, we'll have one of those. Yeah, go check out our MySpace next week.
Yes, sir.
So we talked about the Darwin Awards, and well, we figured we may as well see who a couple of winners were. I mean, it's there's tons and tons and tons. Believe me, if you just, there's a website for this crap, right? Like DarwinAwards.com or some bullshit like that.
Yes, sir.
You know, not that we're plugging it or anything. You know, we don't do that kind of thing. Not DarwinAwards.com.
No, we have we have a higher echelon thing. You know, we're above. We would never advertise for anybody but us. It's,
yeah, especially not DarwinAwards.com.
Oh no, no, definitely not. Pepsi, a choice of a new generation.
All right. Well, before we start selling out, who's our first nominee?
So we're going to go to the Wayback Machine. We're going to go to 2022 of May. We're going to visit pristine waters of Spain.
Spain.
Yes. España. So there's a Dutch football player, and we don't mean two. You know, we mean the country from Finland, somewhere around there. In any case, pro football player, and we're not talking about NFL. We're talking about foot and ball. Murad Lambretti was hungry for a vacation prank. So he figures he could jump off a 30-meter cliff, basically. Well, this is pretty high. Most cliffs that people jump off of, professional divers, are about 10 meters. So he's at 30 meters, and we're not talking about a straight face all the way down. We're talking about a curvature of cliff. And at 30 meters, you're going to have to jump about 10 meters out in order to clear any rocks or any, you know, anything shit sticking out. Well, our taunt football player, who thought his athleticism could take him further than what he could actually do, did not make this 10 meters. He proceeded to jump while being filmed off a cliff at 30 meters high, possibly got about 5 meters out, and proceeded to say hi to the rocks below to his watery death. Well, he won the Darwin Award 2022 for this one.
Bravo. I mean, but bet he can't do it again.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they could have brought him back up for a trial run for a second time.
Did he just throw a head off the fucking off the cliff next time?
It's not throwing a head. He was a footballer. All he did is kick it.
I mean, in all honesty, they probably could have cleared 10 meters if they just threw his head. Then at least his head would make it into the water. But yeah, how the fuck, like, you're gonna, you're seriously, who the fuck thinks, oh, I'm gonna just go ahead and jump 30 feet?
I don't know. I'd want that Mexican announcer if someone kicked my head off of there. Goal! That would be golden, right?
It's like, yeah.
Well, we're going to stay in 2022. So we were in May. This is April. And we're going to go to California. Why California? Well, I mean,
because why the fuck not?
Exactly. You know, usually you see this kind of dumb fuckism in Florida. You'll see it some in Arizona, too, where I'm from. We have plenty of stupidity out there. But we're going to come into the beautiful city of Escondido in California. And it's about midnight. We're talking about a car wash around midnight in Escondido. How can that be perilous, you may ask?
I mean, it's Escondido after dark.
But it isn't the wrong side of town. We're going to talk about a Scion at this car wash. And we're going to talk about a 53-year-old man at a car wash, stopping his car but not putting it in park, exiting his car from the rear hatchback while it was in reverse. Said car rolled backwards and pinned him to the ground where nobody was at midnight, so he stayed there all morning long, pinned under a car until he died.
What the fuck?
I mean, really? Do you know how to put your car in park?
Yeah.
If a bee was in your car, which they didn't say a bee was in there, they just use it as a reference if you watch it on DarwinAwards.com. But even if there was, would you be stung first before you jumped out of a car that wasn't in park?
Probably.
I've been stung on the balls before while on a 24-foot ladder installing a cable line. I didn't want to fall to my death. I was tethered up and safe. I just took the sting for the team, finished my job, crawled back down, and then tried to suck out the poison. But I was not pinned under a car, my friend.
Fuck. Why out the back hatchback though? Like I guess that's the part I wasn't understanding. Like why the fuck would you?
I don't know.
Like most cars have like at least two doors up in the front area, right? Makes it a little more convenient to get in and out. Like
Windows.
Like, yeah, if you're not trying to fucking Dukes of Hazzard the motherfucker, like open the fucking door. Like what was like the sunroof too, right? Like
well, let's assume that he had the sports package and it did have the sunroof.
Out the top, like
yeah. Well, even if it didn't have the sunroof, he could have popped out anyway. Right. It seemed like he was destined to do something stupid.
Imagine he fucking gets out the fucking sunroof. The car doesn't run him over, but it just fucking keeps going. gets totaled by some fucking big rig passing by.
Well, that is a different Darwin Award. You say that in jest, but I did read another one with a so-called decapitation.
Oh, like that lady was on fucking, it was on the news like three or four years ago. She's on vacation. She's like sticking her head out the window and fucking bah, right on a sign.
That happens more often than you think.
This time I made it on TV.
No, but this guy, he was pinned under his car for hours on end. No chest compressions, obviously, because the tire was there. So prevented his lungs from inflating. And, they caught him the next morning. Somebody rolled up and saw him bend under the car, called the cops, and, well, let's just say goodbye to him. No name man underneath your Scion.
A Thousand Ways to Die would have had a really cool fucking name for that.
Retarded? You know, and we're going to go ahead and stay in the state of California. I was going to say city, but I meant state. And we're going to go up to an Ivy League area.
Stanford?
Close to. We're going to say Berkeley. I've been up there once or twice. It's really beautiful up there in the hills in Berkeley.
Berkeley is nowhere near fucking Ivy League. Have you ever been to Berkeley?
No. But we're just going to call it Ivy League because why not?
If you've ever been there, you know exactly why not.
Bunch of hippies and hair and
fucking
pot.
I mean, and not even good. Okay, so I'm up there, right? And I fucking... And this is after, like, I'm at a job where I can afford the good shit. And right. I've been having the good shit for a while. So I go up there, and this dude's, like, trying to fucking sell me weed on the street. And I'm like, he's all, it's the best shit you ever seen. And I'm like, let me see. He fucking pulls out a bag of grass. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, he's all, this is good shit. I'm like, that is not good shit. I'm like, I can afford good shit. And I can tell you that. That's not it. I'm like, get the fucking hay away from me. I know what fucking good shit is. And so, like, it's cool. Like, if you're a college student and you're there. It's not one of those spots you kind of, like, fucking want to just be at all the time. It's, like, kind of cool to see for a little bit. Maybe have a fucking drink at one of the bars, but... Otherwise, it's not, like, super upscale by any means. Like you said, fucking hippies and fucking long hair everywhere.
But the LSD is off the hook.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking good.
So at least I got one thing right about Berkeley. But in any case, we're going to talk about two mental midgets who climbed into their vehicles on a busy, or out of their vehicles, on the busy Interstate 80 out there. There was an accident on the freeway. It was a bumper-to-bumper accident. Who knows? Maybe one was brake checking, the other hit the other one. So we're talking about rear impact and front impact, some crunching, and damage was done. So what do you do at that in that instance? If you're driving on the freeway, let's just say you're going at a safe clip of, 85 miles an hour, and you accidentally hit the vehicle in front of you. What's the first inclination for you to do?
Fake a head injury. Wait till they call the paramedics.
Wrong. You are to get out of your vehicle, a high-moving traffic, and discuss the situation with the said person who hit you. Said no one ever. These two mental midgets were in the middle of Interstate 80 arguing whom hit whom. Who's to say if they had emergency lights on? Doesn't matter. Who's to say who was right or wrong? Doesn't matter. They both stepped out of their vehicles and proceeded to argue who hit who. Well, the inevitable happened. The first person missed. The second person could not swerve and miss. And not only hit their vehicles that were hit on this freeway, but also sideswiped and splattered them like paint cans all over the freeway. Bravo.
What year did they win?
Oh, this was in September 2021.
Right after the pandemic, huh?
Yes, yes, well, unfortunately.
Still, I guess it was kind of still going on, right? When did they officially call that fucking thing over?
Oh, who gives a shit? I got my badges on my fucking car.
Well, because those are the people that fucking, a lot of fucking the, oh, I don't need a mask nominees for this fucking thing.
No, they need a mop out there. But, I mean, God sakes, man. I mean, really, you didn't have enough smarts to at least drive your vehicles off? Let's just say that you're stuck in the middle because your engine's dead and you cannot move your vehicle. Guess what? Stay in your car until the cops can safely get you out of there, because if you do get hit, at least you'll survive if your car gets hit.
I mean, I guess it depends on what hits them.
That's true.
If it was one of those big semis, I seriously doubt it.
Or if it was on the train tracks.
Yeah.
But you don't see train tracks on the freeway too often.
No. Not out here anyways.
Still, that would be remarkable, right? A nuclear bomb hits them. Whoa, I didn't expect that to happen. Oh, the Darwin Awards. It's a gift that keeps on giving, people. Please go watch them. Please go read them. They have such great information for you not to be stupid.
Yeah, it's they broadcast every fucking night. It's called the local news. I'm serious. Like, I've seen some of these fucking idiots on there, and it's like, whoa. Like, the ones that are in the high-speed chases, and like that try to like get out of the fucking cars, I'm like, oh, he's fucked. I've only seen, like, a couple where they gave up, or they lost them. Dude was getting chased by, like, the news helicopters, police helicopters, the ground units, and he does the smartest fucking thing ever. He drives right into the middle of where all the skyscrapers are at. So now the fucking helicopters are not gonna fucking fly through there. They're like, nah.
Yeah.
And so they start circling downtown, but now he goes under where all these bridges and shit are at, and right. So it's like, oh well.
Sorry.
Yeah. Like, where'd he go? And then all of a sudden, they're like, the car, they're breaking out pursuit. They've lost the suspect. I was like, damn. He was hauling ass to get to downtown. And I'm like, where the fuck is he going? I'm like, oh, I know where he's going.
You played GTA enough to know what he's doing.
Exactly. That's where that shit comes in handy.
That's right. You hit the underground trains and everything else. Just ditch the car and walk on away.
All right. So if you want to watch the Darwin Awards live, go ahead and flip on the local news.
You see some good stuff there, right?
You do. Just like you see here. And you'll see here for the remainder of this season, goddamn.
Woohoo!
It's going to be a good one, folks. And don't forget to check out the YouTube, our Instagram, TikTok. Still feels weird to say.
Yes, it does.
But we got short clips up there of a bunch of different episodes from not this season, not just this season, but all the seasons that we've done videos. So we've, you know, kind of covered a bunch of stuff on there. So go ahead, check it out. Throw some likes on there. And the YouTube channel, go check it out. We're going to start posting some live stuff on there.
Yeah, I got some bonus content that's going to be fed through as well. My stupidity solo. So you get to, you know, go down to my level and just slap your heads at the same time. Just,
All right, guys. Well, we are going to get up on out of here. Until next time, take a toke and watch all your words go up in smoke. Peace.